5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you guys could be with us here today on Northern Colorado's Voice. Pumped up for a big Tuesday here on the 11th day of July. I'm just firing up this poll question, our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. We did the CU thing CSU thing yesterday. I'm asking about CU, Athlon Sports. Again, I'm reading that. I'm in the process of going through kind of some reading, previewing for the season. And Athlon Sports comes out with CU football, 4 wins in 2023. Do you agree? 4 seems about right. No, they're going to win more than that. No, they're going to win less than that. I mean, they're going to win more than 4, right? Wouldn't 4 wins be a colossal failure for Deion Sanders, for as much as we've hyped this up? No? I think as much as we've poured into this with prime time and everything, 4 wins would be a major letdown, even though it's just the first year. And it would be an improvement from last year. That they win 1 last year. But I think the way people are hyping this up, they're expecting greatness from the Buffs this year.
Yeah, I think you have both sides of it. You have one side that's hyping everything up, that this is going to be, you know, the next big thing in college football, and they're going to have so much success. And they might. The other side of this is the realist, I would say, and say, yeah, there's going to be improvement. There's going to be, you know, this program is going to be better off in the future because of this move. But I don't expect it to be spectacular in year one.
So do you just kind of more or less, you're kind of coming from that logical, it's a first-time head coach with this team at this level.
With a ton of new players.
With a ton of new players.
They're talented. They have all the stars. But week one, those stars go away.
If this were anybody else, and I'm talking anybody else, I'm talking Nick Saban to CSU, we still wouldn't go, yeah, they're going to go undefeated next year. Because what you just said, all new players, all different players, but for some reason, Deion Sanders is given this, I already asked the question on Twitter, he's given Taylor Swift like popularity here. You know, I mean, yes, he was a fine head coach, but now he's at a different level, and it takes, we always say this, dude, it takes like 2 to 3 years just to really start to get your type of system in place. But for some reason, primetime comes over, and yes, he's talking a big game too. He's the one saying, like, we want to be good next year. Like, there's no waiting around. It's time, and with the transfer portal and everything, I think that, you know, that ramps up the pressure on these guys. But I think 4 wins would be a major disappointment. However, you were 1-8 last year. You got smoked every single game, save for the one. I mean, it was a bloodbath. 4 wins would actually be a nice improvement for you. But I just don't think that people are there. The pressure is on all things primetime, all things Deion Sanders. I mean, look at these scores from last year, dude. 4 wins would be such a huge improvement. I mean, they lost to TCU 38-13. Air Force 41-10. Minnesota 49-7, UCLA 45-17. The only win they had was in overtime, 20-13 over Cal. Then they come right back and lose to Oregon State 42-9. Arizona State 42-34. Oregon 49-10. USC put 55 points on them. Washington the very next week put 54. Oh, Utah scored 63. 63-21 in the final game of the season. 4 wins, Buffs fans. You'd be in heaven. So I don't know what I expect. You know, you and I were talking about like who's going to win between CSU and CU. I know a lot more about CSU. I know a lot more because you're returning. You know, you're starting your center from last year. Clay Millen's coming back. Your defense is pretty much all intact. I think 8 of the 11 starters are back next year for CSU. You've got your weapons back. You've added a few new guys. But for the Buffs, we see a lot of big names, but we don't know how they're going to do at this level. Shador, even, for example, right there, the quarterback. How's he going to do? So where's their 4 wins? Like, I don't know, man. I mean, if they don't beat Nebraska, because I think CSU beats them, you seriously could be 0-5 to start the season. TCU, You giving them a win there? Heck no. Nebraska? Kind of a flip of the coin right now. We don't know a lot about Nebraska either. Matt Rhule, I don't know. What do you think the expectations are for Nebraska? Do they feel like they're going to get right back on track this season with Matt Rhule?
I think they're more patient with Matt Rhule.
I think so, because it's not like we're not seeing it with what we're seeing with primetime.
Well,
Matt Rhule's not coming and doing it.
Get worse than Scott Foster.
That's
was.
True. That was a terrible experiment that they thought was going to be the savior of Nebraska. But I don't know if they'll beat Nebraska. It's home. Maybe they win. That's a flip of the coin right now. I got them losing to CSU. They're not beating Oregon. They're not beating USC. They beat Arizona State. It's on the road. That's a tough one. Stanford at home, probably win that game. At UCLA, mm-mm. Oregon State mopped the floor with them last year. Arizona, Washington State, and Utah to finish the season. Stanford and Arizona State? Are those the wins? I don't know, man. The more we start getting into this and looking at the schedule and all the unknowns and knowing that it's a first-year coach, well, not a first-year coach, but his first time with this team, it's really hard for me to just chalk it up and say primetime's that good. And I'm not saying he should be fired if they win 3-4 games. That's just not the way they do this.
Well, you have to prepare yourself for the media firestorm that will be if it's 0-5 or 0-4 to start.
And that could happen.
It's very realistic. And if they start even 0-1, there's going to be that kind of talk. Like, oh, did CU mess up?
If they get blown out.
They didn't score 56 points in game one. Oh, my goodness. Everything's falling apart. Like, relax.
If they make it competitive against TCU, I think people will be like, oh, we got something. Like, even if they lose 32 to even 17, I know it seems like a blowout, but that could be because they were allowing teams scoring 50 and 60 last year. Holyoke saying, if they don't win more than 4 games, Boulder may resort to other gateway drugs. Oh, no. Boulder's like, they're all in.
Boulder is their playoff set right now.
Yeah, they think that's play. Well, and again, primetime set that up too. He didn't come in with any realistic expectations. He didn't come in saying, you know, we're going to see what happens. We're going to work hard and we're going to get some good guys in here and we're going to try to turn this thing around. No, it was, we're doing this now. We are going to be playing meaningful football at the end. CU wins by double digits against CSU on the 970. And CU gets more than 4 wins. Book it, Dano.
All right, what are those 4-plus wins?
All right, 970. Where are the wins and why? That's what I want to know. Why?
Outside of the hype of Deion Sanders, what gives you confidence about this team?
Yeah.
Oh, up as a fan?
I'm just asking.
Whatever.
They got a good offensive line?
I don't know.
They got a good defensive line?
I don't know.
They got a good quarterback?
Maybe.
He was good.
At a lower level?
At a lower level. It's a different game
here.
He's the
coach's son. We've seen that before.
That's what I'm saying. So you tell me they're going to win multiple games and they're going to mop the floor with CSU? Why? I can tell you why CSU is going to beat CU. Clay Millen is a good quarterback. Now that he's got, hopefully, an offensive line. Now, that's the big question mark. But everything around CSU is good. Their defense is good. They've got weapons. Torrey Horton is a stud receiver. Torrey Horton's better than anybody in CU. Right now, I'll say it. Torrey Horton's better than anybody that plays for the Buffs right now.
We're asking this not to poke fun, but we're genuinely curious.
Yeah.
We're getting to that point where it's not preseason hype. It's not, oh, look at this 4-5-star we got. It's what's going to happen in September, October, in just a few short weeks.
Now, to be fair, both CSU and CU got blown away last year. They didn't just lose. They got their butts kicked. Yeah, we'll take it. They got smoked. So, do I think that it's obvious that the Rams and Buffs are going to just turn things around next year? I'm not sure. I think the Rams are a bowl team. We talked about that yesterday. I think that's kind of where their goals are, you know, the most they can achieve. We got the Lonster on the line. Lonster, what's happening, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know what? On this CU thing, I'm not quite sure what to expect from this team.
Yeah, like, I'm
a total loss on this team.
I think that you have to set your expectations and be realistic about this, because I think if you go into this going, we want to be in the Alabama conversation, then you're going to be, I think, sorely let down. I hope that the Buffs, listen, I think it's a better state of football if the Buffs are really good, but I just don't see it happening this year. Maybe
no,
I'm surprised.
I don't. No, he's got to show me what he can do. I mean, when he came on and said, oh, we're going to turn this team Tom Amita, it's like, pump the brakes there, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, you never hear coaches talk like that either. They don't talk about, like, we're going to do it this year. It's more, I mean, we talked to Jay Norvell, we've talked to Ed Lamb, all these fairly new coaches in their area all sound kind of similar. You know, they're positive and they want to turn it around, but primetime's the opposite of that.
Yeah, he really is. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell you who I'm really impressed with for as the new coach is UNC, Ed Lamb.
Oh, yeah, we heard Ed Lamb on Good Morning NoCo this morning. Yeah, I just think he's steady Eddie. I just think he's kind of a steady, you know, not going to be too showboaty, not too confident, but he's just, I think he's just a steady guy. I'm really excited. Yeah. I think he's perfect for UNC.
I do, too, and I think he's one of these that's like, just take it one game at a time and just see what happens here.
Hey, Lonnie, I have a serious question for you because I posted this on Twitter.
I have a serious answer.
Why is Taylor Swift so popular?
You know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't understand it, man.
I don't quite get it either. I mean, this acts like this is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh,
or something,
that's my question. Listen, I get it. She sings about breakups and she can play the guitar. I get why people like her. I'm asking why people think she's the Beatles.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one Beatles and that's it.
Right. Like, people are putting her in that revolutionary changing music, like with Elvis and the Beatles. I just don't understand it. It's not my cup of tea, but I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it's like the biggest breaking news story up here for as
it's crazy, dude. Yeah. People just want to go there and be like a mile away from the stadium, even if they don't have tickets. They just want to be close to where Taylor Swift is.
Yeah, they just want to sit there and pile up the stadium and see how much of a traffic jam they're going to get.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. Lonser, what's for lunch today, my friend?
You know what? I'm going to have some chicken tenders and some club crackers. And I'm not sure what else what's going to go with it, but that's what I'm going to start
it's
out there with.
Kind of a modest meal for you today, Lonser, I got to admit. Kind of a, you know, plain Jane type meal. It's okay.
Well, you know what? It's a warm day. It's a good day to have a modest meal.
Yeah,
you know?
I think you're right. All right, Lonser, appreciate the call, man.
Hey, have a good day.
Stickman says, CU's winning 7 games, and they will blow out CSU. Sco Buffs. Again, why? Just give me a reason. Give me one reason. I think that UNC is going to be better next year than they were last year because I think Jacob Sermon is a better quarterback than Dylan McCaffrey. What else? There's got to be David Hogue will be healthy.
Oh, yes.
David Hogue's coming back.
The coaching staff is competent.
Right. They know college football. They're a background there. I think they'll be better. I don't know how good they'll be. I'm not saying they're going to be good. I think they'll be better than last year because you don't have a bunch of high school coaches. Sorry, but that's what it was. That was their experience, was coaching high school. Ed Lamb comes from BYU and head coach at Southern Utah. And his staff, very decorated with their experience as well. So I think they'll be better. What I'm asking is, give me a reason why CU is going to win 7 games. Do I think they're going to win more than one game? Come on, they should. With all the big names that they're bringing in, they should. From the 970 here, wins. What? 970 has CU beating TCU, Nebraska, which again, I think is flip of the coin, CSU. And again, I think that's close. Arizona State, okay, I'll give you that. Stanford, I'll give you that. Oregon State, I'm not so sure. Oregon State's a better team. They were good
last year.
They're fun to watch, too. Arizona?
They were just under the middle of the pack of the Pac-12.
I'll give you that. Washington State?
That's a good team.
I didn't watch a lot of Washington State last year. I watched a lot of Oregon State.
Washington State was 7-6.
So they're
They're not awful. They're improving.
There's no way they're beating TCU. Although what's weird is they were competitive with TCU in the first half last year. It was like 7-6. Mm-hmm. And Carl Durrell had some weird in-game coaching decisions that I think cost them the game. And then, well, I think cost them a situation where they were keeping it close, and then TCU just went nuts after that. 8-4 record, we coming. Talent level.
In Fort Worth in August, or like early September in Fort Worth, Texas, outside. Ooh, it's going to be fun.
Ooh, man.
It's going to be like today, but worse.
Oof. From the 970, talent level for CU this year is exponentially different than last year. We have dogs, not puppies. That played in a small...
How do you know that talent's better?
How do you know?
Just because there's 5 stars and 4 stars?
Yeah, we just... Again, on paper, it looks great.
The stars go away in August.
I just think it's going to take time. Like, Buffs fans, I'm not trying to rain on your parade here.
I'm just genuinely curious.
You're not winning
because
8 games.
The last 4 months has been all talk, all hype. Good, bad,
yeah,
whatever.
Right.
That's all it's
good
been.
Good for Colorado. I love this, actually. I do. I'm just trying to be realistic with you guys.
It's July 11th. We're getting close.
Yeah.
We want answers.
Oh, yeah. It's starting to get close, Angel. And all the preview magazines are coming out with their predictions and all that stuff, so that's why I'm, like, getting into that mode. Like, for CSU, for five wins from Athlon Sports, that's pretty fair. I'm not going to throw out a big argument if you're telling me 5 wins is all the Rams could do. 4 wins? It seems like, I mean, but when you look, you start grinding through the schedule and you're like, yeah, 4 wins, that might be right around there. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But you were so bad last year, and I know nobody's coming back from that group pretty much. But all new faces try to work together and make this thing go.
And it's the expectation that this isn't last year's team. That was a different team. Those were different players. That was a different coach. Well, guess what? It's still the same school. So that matters. That still lingers in the fan base's mind. That still lingers in some of those players' mind, I'm sure. Like, oh my gosh, we cannot go 1-11 this year, 1-10. There are expectations, especially this season and going into week one, there's going to be expectations that they win that game going away.
Which is, well, one of the texters just said they're beating TCU right there. So that's the expectations, is that they're flirting with a playoff. I mean, 8 wins wouldn't be flirting with a playoff, but
it'd be impressive for your
one. Oh, you win 8 games. Dude, that would be awesome. And I'm rooting for it, man. Stickman says, prime time, that's the reason why. And you said it right there, all the big names they're bringing in. The country will be watching them. They can't get embarrassed. Prime won't let that happen, right?
Is it up to Prime to make a catch?
He doesn't. That's the thing, man. He's going to coach them up, but are they ready to play at this level? You got TCU week one.
The name is one thing, and that's great. But Prime, Deion Sanders, is not playing the actual football game.
I mean, how good is Shador?
I don't know.
He was good in one level. Can he be good at this next level? 24 minutes after the hour, we're going to have a former CSU Rams assistant coach. Sam Jones is going to be joining me, but it's all good. It's all positive. He's got some new things in the works, and I want to talk to him about his decision and all that, his moving on from CSU and all that, and then just kind of talk basketball with this guy because he's got great experience. He'll be on with us at the bottom of the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
The Joker gets the last laugh. The Nuggets are the champs. Celebrate with us on KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Angel, I want to walk that line. Like, I do support both teams. I cover probably a little closer CSU because it's not 4 million miles away. Getting to Boulder it's a beautiful drive when you get in there. It's a little further away. So I live in Fort Collins. I work in Greeley. It's easier to cover CSU and UNC than it is CU personally for me. But we have plenty of insiders that come on and talk Buffs with us. But I'm trying to help you Buffs fans out. You guys are setting up for heartbreak. Stickman, Unk there.
Think of it like we're getting you ready to practice your trash talk and your smack talk.
That's true.
Like, you got to be able to back it up.
Yeah.
And you can't. At some point, you're not going to be able to point to, oh, look at the 4-5-star guy we got back in March. That's cool.
It takes time. It takes time for that all to come together.
Enjoy the process. Enjoy all of it. It's going to be fun for you guys.
Well, again, prime time, I love him, but he set this up. He set you guys up for this. You know, I was, last year with CSU, remember when they came in? They didn't say they were going to win instantly, but they were definitely like, hey, for air raid, all this high-flying offense. I bought it. Oh, man, day one, this team's going to be... No.
And even when the air raid didn't fully develop in year one, there were still parts of the game that did show up, like the running game, and you thought, oh, that was pretty cool
to
see
that. Yeah,
that
was good.
What can that do into year two when
right.
you actually get the air raid back into it?
Yeah, although big question mark on that run game without Avery Morrow. I don't think he's... I haven't heard any of that story has went cold, hasn't it?
No updates. Ugh.
30 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, my guy, Sam Jones, coming in here in a minute. 970 says, okay, flip the script. Why will CSU beat CU? Defensively, CSU is better.
Year two in their offensive system with their coach.
Year two. They got way more offensive line.
Chemistry.
Clay Millen
the
or
underdog.
Shador? Who are you taking? Today.
Clay Millen.
He's got the experience at this. I mean, it's a Mountain West. I get it. It's different, but I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I really do.
If they're coming off a win in week one, too.
Yeah.
The team would be confident and an underdog.
Who's CSU play week one? Washington State?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that CSU is going to be a world beater. I'm just saying they'll be better. They'll win because...
These two teams may be the most even they may be from now in
right.
the future.
I do think CU, the ceiling is probably higher there. If primetime sticks around, I think good things are going to happen. I think they have to have a positive season, though, to keep that momentum going. Because if they're terrible, all the recruits are going to slow down a little bit. 31 minutes after the hour, my guy Sam Jones joining me next. He's the former CSU assistant basketball coach. What's he up to now and what exactly went down? So we'll talk to Sam about that coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're already starting the CSU-CU trash talk here because we're getting ready for football season.
CU.
Right?
Don't do that.
Sam Jones joining us in studio. I was shocked by this, former CSU Rams assistant basketball coach, and we'll talk about that in a moment.
Absolutely.
But you're picking CSU to win that football game, right? CSU's going to destroy CU.
Well, we actually play CU in basketball as well, so it's going to be we're going to knock those guys out twice this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're getting it going. People are already chiming. I'm just saying, give it time with primetime. I don't know. I just don't know if it's going to be an overnight thing. It's going to take some time to get that going. Right?
I like that he's there. I love the whole gravitas.
I do too. I do.
Being there and everything. He's great for the state, but it has nothing to do with these Rammies.
Yeah.
These Rammies going to take him down for sure.
I think so. Sam Jones joining us in studio. I met Sam. We live in the same neighborhood. I met you at the park when you were moving in. I love that story. But you got to talk to us. You texted me the other day, and we've been talking about some new things you're working on. You're no longer with CSU as an assistant coach anymore.
No longer with CSU as an assistant coach, but I'm always a Rammy, right?
So it's all good.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
Nico Medved runs a first-class program over there. All the assistant coaches, the staff. Let me name them specifically. Holly Farrakhanes, incredible. Brian Cooley, incredible. Joe Desiman, just everyone over there right now are doing a great job. And I just had to step away for personal reasons, but I'm still right here in Fort Collins. I'm still a Rammy, and I'm still going to be their biggest fan.
Well, and you're going to be in the basketball world too, and I think that this is worth pointing out because I mean, again, what you guys do, I'll never know like the schedules you guys have. It's absolutely crazy. But there's this kind of, you got some new stuff that you're cooking on that allows you kind of more freedom and things like that, where when you talk about the basketball grind, the coaching grind, it's 24/7, it feels like, man.
It's real, and you have to love it, and I love it. All the guys who are doing it, they love it. It's your life, but it's a fun life, right?
Yeah.
But it's a little taxing on certain families. It's taxing on my family personally, so I just want to take a step back and be present for my children right now. But like you said, I am still definitely in basketball, number one Rammy fan, but I'm also doing some stuff for myself now because I played professionally in Europe for 10 years. Yep. I coached professionally in Europe. I coached in the NBA Development League and also in the NBA and NCAA. So all those experiences culminated. What I'm doing right now is Basketball Jones. So Basketball Jones Sports Unlimited is in full effect. All of my experiences I want to pour into the youth right now. I have this youth movement going on right now.
I coach
at every level professionally, college, and now I want to tap into the youth here in Northern Colorado. So I'll do some skills training. I'll do some group training, some camps, some clinics. My first kickoff is this Mile High 3v3 tournament that I'm going to do here July 30th at the new Future Legends facility over in Windsor, which is an amazing facility, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this, and I want to get into more details on that. But your basketball background is just so phenomenal because you've seen it all. And that's what I love. I was thinking about you yesterday. We had Major League Baseball draft. A lot of Colorado kids are going. We got this guy, Walker Martin, out of Eaton, goes in the second round. And I'm thinking, man, baseball is really good here, you know, at that youth level. How do we get basketball at that level? And that's where I think, you know, what your grand scheme overall is, like, I want to improve basketball in this area of Northern Colorado.
That's my ultimate goal. There's an untapped, I don't even want to say market. There's kids here. I won't say they've been neglected because there's some parents, there's some coaches here that are doing a great job of trying to develop the youth, I think. But like you said, with my experience coaching professionally, also on a collegiate level, there's some things I can bring to the community and to Northern Colorado that I think can elevate the level. Obviously, this is an outdoorsy state. Everyone wants to go hiking, whitewater rafting, and doing all the cool, fun stuff. But basketball is also pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can get those kids in the gym and show them how fun it is and really develop their IQ and develop just the skill set, their conditioning, and just being around other kids and in an environment like that, it helps you overall, I think.
Yeah, well, in this tournament coming up, you're going to be doing a lot of stuff like this, too. So, and working with the folks over at Future Legends, I mean, my goodness, we've seen the facility there and what they're doing with everything. I mean, this is going to be big. And I think when I heard about Future Legends coming to that area, I thought, man, there's going to be stuff to do on the sports world. And that's what you're going to take advantage of.
Listen, I can't articulate like the people over at Future Legends can, but it's over a $200 million facility. They have 9 baseball diamonds outdoor. They're going to have 8 multi-purpose soccer fields outdoor. The indoor Olympic-sized soccer field is inside the dome. They have 8 basketball courts inside the dome.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, man, it's unreal. They have a 64-bedroom dormitory that they're building for teams to come from out of state. Also, hotel for the parents to stay in, retail. It's going to be amazing. It's not finished yet. Obviously, there's been some concern about when the construction is going to be done, but those type of projects always take a while.
Sure.
What I'm excited about is the basketball courts are finished, right?
Yes.
That's done. So we're in there. July 30th, we're in there. We're doing a Mile High 3v3, boys, girls, all age groups starting at 11 years old. I mean, it's going to be different from any other 3v3 here because, you know, when you do your typical 3v3, you get a medal when you go home. Here, we're giving out jerseys. We're giving out swag bags. We're giving cash prizes up to $1,500 for the
adult
division.
That's so cool, man.
The younger division, they'll get like GOAT gift cards or Foot Locker gift cards for their winning. So it's gonna be a fun event, man.
I have
live DJ. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be so exciting. Like I used to do 3-on-3. 3-on-3 was so much fun, but you know, it was not like this. This is so big, and these kids are really going to get into it, and it's going to be something where, yeah, you're growing the sport, but these guys are going to have a blast with this and something to play for.
It's two-part, right? It's play, develop, but it's also have fun, right? So we want to make sure there's some entertainment value there for the fans, I mean, for the families and also for the kids. But also, 3-on-3 is a great way to develop your skill set. And
Sam, how can folks get more information on this? They're interested, whatever.
www.milehigh3v3.com. You can register right now, boys and girls, men and women. The registration is going really well right now, but we need and want more teams. We want as many teams because we can facilitate it, right?
Yeah.
We have a huge facility there. We want everyone in there from Northern Colorado and, you know, Southern Colorado. Just come on out and have a good time.
Well, you're bringing, and I love that too, throughout the state of Colorado. I mean, that'd be so much fun, but you're bringing so much experience too with your time in the NBA, with Cleveland, and obviously what you did with CSU, and we know what you guys have been up to the last couple of years. I think that tying you to any kind of tournament, any kind of camp or whatever is a great thing, and this is where I think families need to pay attention to this. Who's conducting these camps or these tournaments do they have a background and a good background of coaching and all that? And that's where you step in.
All eyes will be on these kids as well, because my background is recruiting, is developing.
So yeah.
I'm going to be watching these kids, you know, my contacts and my connections, and I'm going to be having my eye on these kids and evaluating them as well. If I see a kid that stands out, they're going to be mentioned in the right rooms.
Well, I'll be sure to keep mentioning this tournament, or this Mile High 3v3 tournament coming up. But still, you're going to keep a good connection with Colorado State too, right? I mean, you are still great friends with those guys.
That's my Ramily.
Mm-hmm.
That's my family. We talk all the time. Ollie Frockness and I obviously talk. We're connected. Brian Cooley, Coach Medved. I mean, these are great, great people. And, of course, we're connected. I'm trying to get courtside seats myself just so I can be at every game. I don't want to miss a game.
Hey,
they're good. We can talk about CSU Rams. They're going to be very good this year.
Because I can't get anybody to hook me up over there.
I'll
sit with the media.
I'll invite you out to one game. One game at least.
Well, I'll take one game. I don't even care who's against.
I'll invite you out.
I mean, I think CSU is going to be pretty good. But this is why another reason I wanted you to come in and tell your story, because this is a situation where Nico Medved, I mean, not necessarily thrilled that you left, right? I mean, he loves you. He wants you to stay there. But you've got some great things in the works.
I have some great things in the works. He'll support that through and through. I'll support him through and through. I still support the program. Like I said, I'm trying to get season tickets. I will get season tickets.
You should have some connections there.
No. We all support each other. And Nico's been great in my short stint here at Colorado State, those 2 years. And hopefully I brought some value to those young men over there. I actually had a couple of guys. I'll show you a photo later at the house 2 nights ago. I had the old legend, Nico Carvaccio, the current legend, Isaiah Stevens, and I had the future, Rashawn and Bimba, in the house the other day watching David Roddy in
play
the NBA
Summer League. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I invited some of the guys over, and we watched some Summer League. So we're all very, very much connected. Some of the CSU players will be at the Mile High 3v3 event as court monitors, as referees.
Sweet.
They'll be there. There'll be some who's who in the building as well.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there, putting pressure on you. Next time you do something like that, you know, give me a call, coach.
Are you going to play?
I just want to watch the game with you. I would love to watch basketball with you.
Oh, come out to the house. Oh,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We live pretty close.
You could probably walk over.
If you text me, I'd be waiting outside.
Done.
I've been waiting for this text for 24 hours.
It's happened.
Isaiah's great. I love what he's. I'm glad that he came back. My goodness. I mean, that was
a shock.
You shocked?
I was shocked. I thought he wanted to be a pro, but I think he made the right decision. He tested the water. He went and saw what the level was in the NBA and the NBA G League. He's absolutely playing on that level, but he know he has some small things he needs to work on here. And what a better place than at CSU, where people love him, and he's going to get coached up by Coach Medved and the rest of the staff and Ali and all those guys. So he'll improve this year. He'll definitely improve the team, and we got some help this year. So
he has some good players coming in.
Listen, the wing depth we have right now at Colorado State is second to none. I don't want to put any pressure on those guys, but trust me, they welcome all that pressure, and they know what it tastes like to be in the NCAA tournament. We made it last. I always say last year, which it was 2021.
Sure, yeah.
So last year we're in the NCAA tournament, not this season, but the prior season. So they know what it looks like. They know what it takes, and Isaiah knows what it takes, and obviously the staff knows what it takes. So with that wing depth and some of the new guys we brought in, I think we have the pieces to get back to the dance.
Well, now that you're not on the coaching side of things, now I can just. I mean, they're going dancing, right, next year?
I mean,
come on.
I don't want to put the pressure on them.
You don't have to coach speak anymore, coach.
I know you're right. Let's put it this way. I'll be online and order some dancing shoes around March.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Some green dancing
shoes. Isaiah Stevens coming back and coming in not hurt. Last year, I think, how much does that mess with you guys? You know, obviously he bounced back and he was good, but just kind of not having what your set roster was supposed to look like when you started the season. How much of an impact was that?
Well, you always say everything affects everything, right? So, you know, with Isaiah being out the first couple of weeks of the season, put a lot of stress on our team, and guys are moving to different positions. And then when he comes back, guys have to move another. So it's constant adjusting. You have to adjust with him being away. You have to adjust with him being back. And then, you know, we had some other injuries with Josiah Strong.
Sure, yeah.
Who made almost 100 three-pointers the year before, and he made zero. He made just a couple for us this year. So we expected him to be there. We expected Isaiah to be there at the beginning and build that chemistry. So it was an unfortunate season. You hate to make excuses because we battled and we practiced the same. We still prepared like we wanted to win every game. We just came up short. Some some of those nights. But with the team being intact and healthy, they're going to be a dangerous team.
I think so, too. You got anything going on? You want to stick around for a little bit longer?
I'm here.
I have other questions for you.
Let's
we
got
to talk about what I love about this and this relationship is I can talk to you about anything basketball related, you know, whether we're talking NBA, college, whatever. I want to get some of your thoughts on the NIL stuff, too. I definitely want to break into that with you.
Interesting.
Yes. Let's talk about it. Sam Jones joining me now. We'll get more information out about his tournament coming up, this Mile High 3v3. We'll talk more about that coming up in the second hour as well. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I was almost going to warn you, Angel. Don't be bringing us back with any CU guys, right? Because we got Sam in studio.
You're still talking CU. Why are you even talking?
I do talk CU sometimes.
How do you do that?
But yeah. I talk CSU probably a little more.
Smart man. Smart man.
Well, and I love CSU, and you're sitting in here, so I'm not going to say anything bad, especially when season or courtside tickets are on the line.
I'm trying to get them first. Let me get them first.
You've already promised. You said it on the air. Sam Jones is joining us, former CSU Rams assistant basketball coach. And I thought one of the things, you know, just to make it clear, like, you have a great relationship with those guys, with Nico Medved and everybody. This is just something where you're looking at kind of a different adventure for a while that you're working on. But I'm going to just ask, and you can say no comment, whatever, but do you ever see going back into the coaching world?
I'm a coach.
Okay.
You know, I'm a coach 100% through and through. I coach professionally for 11 years, six overseas, five in the NBA, G League and NBA, and then two in college. I am a coach. I'm a core. I think I'm just stepping away. Not even going to say stepping away, because I would still be coaching and teaching kids. It's not at the highest level, right? But I definitely envision myself going back into coaching at the highest level when the time is right. I think I can consider this a sabbatical, if you will, to be present in different areas in my life right now, which I think are also very, very important. But I'm definitely a basketball coach through and through.
Well, and that's I think part of it was I want people to know kind of your story, because, you know how the media is. If you hear that a coach is gone, you just go and assume, oh, what happened there? Right. And with you, it's completely different.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll be at practice this week. You know, like I said, I had some of the guys over to the house a couple of days ago. And I'll pop into practice this week just to show my face and see what they got going on, because I'm super excited about CSU basketball. Right. And that's my Ramley.
I want to ask you some NBA questions, too. I want to get into the NIL conversation with you a little bit, too. I don't know how much you can tell us about everything, because you're on the outside now looking in.
True.
So you can give us every detail.
Oh, everything. Oh, yeah.
But isn't your job now, isn't it 10 times more difficult? Because recruiting is a never-ending battle. Transfer portal now is a never-ending battle. NIL, you guys are now, it almost feels like you're re-recruiting guys every single year to stay with you, because you're not just competing with a more attractive school or city, you're competing with an NIL deal or something.
That's true. Well, let me preface this by saying I'm all for NIL. You know, I was also a college athlete, a poor college athlete.
So it would have been nice.
That was generating revenue for a university and didn't get any kickback as far as monetary advantages. But obviously, you know, we got scholarships. But now they can actually get money. And I'm all for that. I think, but the spirit of the rule was, you know, for companies to think that player had their name, image, and likeness to have value to their company, and they can go ahead and pay those kids and they can get paid. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
What I don't like about NIL is the pay to play. I don't know who's doing it, but I think we all know, you know, some teams and some universities are doing that, paying kids to come play. And we would never do, like, Nico Medved. I hate to you know throw his name out there on the radio like that, but I mean, he runs an unbelievable program. He has an unbelievable coach over there. He cannot wrap his head around pay to play. You know, if the kid wants money to play basketball, he's not our type of guy. You know, but also understanding that's the climate now. You know, other players are getting paid. What am I getting? So with NIL, I think every university, including Colorado State, have to find a way to compete and make sure these kids get their what they deserve.
Sam, would you sit down with kids in the recruiting process? I mean, did kids just flat out bring up, how much am I going to get paid?
Yes, and not really. Some aren't that blunt, but I did. Now I can't speak on Colorado State because I haven't really experienced that for Colorado State. But I do remember a story from one of my friends who coached in the Big Ten. I'm going to throw it out there since we can talk about everything.
Yes,
he did say they were on the tour of campus and they showed him in a big house. They showed him all these monumental places on campus in Ann Arbor, and the dad tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, when's the NIL meeting?" Like, wait, what? This is
expecting an actual meeting for NIL.
When is the NIL meeting? Like, you know, all these nice buildings and everything. When is the NIL meeting? You know, and some people think like that. Other people are still in it for, you know, the purity of the game.
Sure.
They want to play. They want to be in the right situation. And those are the kind of guys that CSU get. And those are the kind of guys that Nico wants us to go out and recruit. We want to recruit the basketball purists, the guys who love. If you love basketball, you can play for CSU. If it's about all the bells and whistles, don't come here. And Nico does a good job of weeding the guys out who aren't serious about hoops. If you're serious about hoops, come play for us. You're going to be in the right situation. You're going to develop. The proof is in the pudding. You look at David Roddy, his development. Look at Isaiah Stevens sniffing the NBA last year, and he will be a pro next year. So if you love hoops, you can come to Colorado State.
I want to talk more about that, too, in that process, because that ideally, yeah, that's what you want, is you want those guys that are not thinking about it. If it happens, it happens, and they get some kind of cool deal, and they can make it work. But you're right. It's the landscape has just changed so much. I mean, you guys, and we don't have to talk about these players specifically, but you have a player that left and went to a pretty good school, and he's making bank, too. We know there's a UNC player that left, Dalton Connect. We talk about that guy. You guys played against him last year. And, I mean, I just heard a rumor, but we're talking like hundreds of thousands of dollars for this kid who's a great player, but is he? I don't know. It's so interesting to me. So I do want to get into some of that conversation,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, if those numbers are real, good for him.
And again, I make stuff up. So.
No, but those numbers are real. Good for him. If those numbers are real for the guy that left CSU, good for
him. Did you hear any?
His name
rhymes with Monjay?
You mean John Tonjay?
Yeah. Right. So he's – is that – can I ask that? Is that why he left?
Please ask. I mean,
is that why he left?
Listen to me. I had the privilege of coaching John Tonjay for 2 years, the other coach on staff, four. Great kid. He gave us four seasons.
Great, dude.
He gave us 4 years. He graduated. So he has every right to come back to us and try to make another run to the NCAA tournament or get enough money to take his change his life.
Right.
I don't know how much he got specifically, because like you said, there's always rumors, but if he got south of what they said he's getting, that's life changing for a kid like that. So good for him.
Is it hard for you? Don't really blame him then. You're just like, go for it.
Good for him. Players in other situations that are just chasing money, just leaving school, chasing money, I don't like that at all. And I don't want to be old man Sam. And, oh, I can't believe this NIL star. Are you kidding me? I understand that kids can change their life with some of these deals.
I want to talk a little bit more about that and the overall structure of college sports as we know it. And then the NBA, I got to get your thoughts on the champs, too, on the Denver Nuggets, of course. 11:57 the time. Sam Jones joining us in studio. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.